You're listening to the Customer Success Career Coach. Today's episode is all about career paths, and I've got some hot takes to share. So whether you are considering customer success as a new career, or you're already in it and are thinking about what your next steps are, stay tuned. Hi, I'm Carly Agar, and after 10 years of building my own career in the field, I'm now an award-winning career coach for current and aspiring customer success pros. And this is the first customer success podcast that gives you easy-to-apply strategies and tips to help you score your dream job, secure your next big promotion, or become the top performer on your team. Think of this podcast as your weekly dose of career growth hacks to not only explore what's possible for you in your career, but help you decide where you want to go. And, of course, give you all the steps to get there. Welcome to the Customer Success Career Coach Podcast. Welcome back to another episode of the Customer Success Career Coach. If you're new to the show, welcome. Thank you so much for being here. And if you are not joining for the first time, of course, thank you for joining us again. Yesterday, I was chatting with an old colleague because she is doing something so freaking cool with her customer success team that she manages. And she's setting up a whole training for them on career paths. She's a stellar leader, clearly, who actually cares about the professional development of her team. And our chat reminded me that I have a lot of beef with the way people use career paths. So by the end of this episode, you will leave here with, hopefully, a new way of thinking about career paths. And also a new way of thinking about your own career path. Now, let me just start by saying there is a lot of opportunity for career growth in customer success. It's truly, and if you know me well, it is truly one of the things I love most about customer success as a career. But if you don't know how to navigate all that opportunity that's available to you, if you don't navigate it the right way, you ultimately end up wasting a lot of your time. You might end up in a job you dislike, and throughout your career, you're going to leave money on the table. You're not going to be earning your highest potential. And I think people tend to overcomplicate things when it comes to their careers. It's simple the way I think about it. If you do what you like and are good at, you will go far. You will be happy at work. You will do a good job. You will earn your highest earning potential. If you are stuck doing what you don't like or not good at, you will not enjoy work. You will not do a good job. And you will probably not ever earn your highest earning potential. So I'm a firm believer that if you're doing something you don't like, it's because you're not good at it. Or you're not good at it because you don't like it. Either way, you're not going to perform your best. You're not going to get promotions. You're not going to be paid well. Just all the things you don't want in your career, basically. And this is relevant to career paths because one of the most common mistakes I see people make when it comes to navigating their careers in customer success is they blindly follow a career path. Blindly meaning they don't follow a career path intentionally. They just follow it because it's there. So basically, they adopt this career path that's laid out in front of them as their own career path, just because that's what most other people have done before them. It's familiar. I bet if you surveyed 1,000 enterprise CSMs right now, I would put a large sum of money that I don't have on that the majority of those people would say they are enterprise CSMs just because they were offered a promotion or just because it was the next step in their career, or because they wanted to make more money. But would any of them say, oh, I'm an enterprise CSM because I sat down as a mid-market CSM and I thought about all the things I'm good at and where I want to take my career and the things I value and where I want to see myself in 5 to 10 years. And becoming an enterprise CSM made the most sense for me. No, I would be shocked if one person said that. Now, let me make this extra clear before I keep going. There is nothing wrong with following a predetermined career path. So there's nothing wrong with going from an SMB CSM to mid-market CSM to enterprise CSM. Nothing wrong with that. Just as there's nothing wrong with going from a CSM to senior CSM to team lead to manager of a CS team. Nothing wrong with following those paths. It is blindly following these paths that is a problem. When you blindly follow a career path in front of you, you are way more likely to end up in a role that you don't like or that you're not going to succeed in. Because you're basically just doing it because someone else did. Or because someone else did and someone else is telling you to. Or because it means you'll make more money. But does that always mean it's the right next step in your career? Not always. It's kind of like going to a restaurant for brunch. And by the way, this experience just happened to me. So if you sense the tension in my story, just know that it's a little bit fresh. So blindly following a career path is kind of like going to a restaurant for brunch. And you go into it craving lunch food. You're like, I'm not going to get breakfast. I'm really craving lunch. A burger is all I want. But then you sit down at the table and you're hanging out with your friends and everyone's talking about what they're going to order. And all of your friends are like, I'm ordering breakfast. And then you feel weird and you're like, wait a second. Do I want lunch or do I want breakfast? I don't know. Now I'm questioning my own decision. And then at the last second, you decide to get breakfast just because everyone else is. And then you get your food and you're like, well, this sucks. Then you see a waiter walk by with a burger, the burger that you wanted to order. And you're like, ugh, why didn't I just pay attention to what I wanted? It's the same thing. When you follow a career path blindly, you're just giving up all the things that you want and that you're going to get enjoyment out of and the things that are going to set you up for success and make you happy just because someone else did those things. And that's crazy to do, especially when it comes to something as important as your career. So don't just blindly follow a career path. Be intentional about the steps you make in your career. So everybody pretty much knows, unless you're new to customer success, a really common path in the customer success world is from mid-market CSM, where you're probably managing around 50 to 60 customers, up to enterprise customer success, where hopefully you're managing 10 or 20 customers, or maybe even less than 10. But typically, in case you're unfamiliar, in customer success, a very common path is you start with a lot of customers who are paying a little bit of money, and then you move up. So you move up to a slightly smaller book of business in terms of the number of customers, but those customers are paying more money. And then you move up again, where you have even fewer customers in terms of volume, but now they're paying, you know, $100,000 or hundreds of thousands of dollars every year. This is a very, very common path. And this is a step that I myself made in my career multiple times. I followed this path. And I'll be honest, I'm guilty of blindly following a path in this instance. I just always thought making it to enterprise customer success was like what you were supposed to do. I never put a second of thought into what being an enterprise CSM would actually look and feel like, except for maybe what my paychecks would look like. Plus, I was like, you want me to have fewer accounts? Okay, count me in. It sounds like less work, right? And when I started as an enterprise CSM, I remember kind of like picture me looking around the room, the new kid, you know, on the team. And I was just kind of looking at everybody like, is anyone else going to say what I'm thinking? This is very boring. I found being an enterprise CSM so boring at first, because most enterprise accounts move really slowly. I can't say that all enterprise customers move slowly, but when you think about working with a huge corporation, there's just more red tape, there's more decision makers, things just take a longer time. And I found that to be incredibly boring as a CSM who's trying to drive change. And I didn't actually come to this realization until this very second, but I think being bored as an enterprise CSM is what initially made me start looking at different angles of customer success. I always knew I never wanted to manage a team, but I don't think I saw beyond that. Maybe I thought I was going to be an individual contributor forever, but I never really thought about what that meant. And I think being bored as an enterprise customer success manager forced me to start thinking about, well, how can I do something else in customer success that's not managing a team and that's not managing an enterprise book of business? And that's when I really started enabling CSMs. Anyway, so what I was saying is I was guilty of making the mistake so many of us make, which is I just followed a path because it was there. I didn't actually take the time to think about what I wanted. I probably put 10 seconds of thought into that decision when I was told or asked to move up. I was probably like, more money, a higher title, twist my arm, I'll take it. And I know I'm not the first or last CSM this will happen to. I was just talking to an old coworker a couple of weeks ago, and she's actually in a very similar position that I was in. She took a promotion into enterprise CS, and the way her company has things set up, only their enterprise customer success managers partner with sales on renewals. So that means in becoming an enterprise CSM at her company, she's essentially giving up the responsibility of renewing and expanding accounts, which is important context I'll come back to. Anyway, we were chatting about her new job, and I was like, oh my gosh, how do you like it? And she was like, Carly, I freaking hate it. I'm so sad. I would almost rather give the extra money I'm making back and have my old book of business again. So naturally, she says this, and I, the way that I am, start asking her 5,000 questions. And what we realized was she, like me, really enjoyed the sales aspect of her role as a mid-market CSM. She's someone who likes how tangible closing a deal feels. It makes her feel like she's making an impact when she sees her name tied to numbers. And that's just another angle of when you don't consider what the destination, that path you're blindly following, looks like, you might actually hate the destination. If you're getting ready to go on a hike, right? If you enjoy hiking, are you going to just blindly pick a hiking trail just because it's there? Or are you going to try to figure out, okay, well, where is this going to take us? Is this going to lead us to a view? Am I in the mood to see a waterfall? What is the destination of this path that I'm on, right? You're always keeping that in mind. It's the same thing with your career. What if you hate where that path is taking you? Would you have gotten on that path to begin with? So the point I'm trying to make here is, listen, I'm not telling you not to take a promotion to become a mid-market CSM, to become an enterprise CSM. Take the promotion. However, if you haven't spent any time thinking about the path that you're on and the path that you want to be on, let this be your reminder or your trigger to start being more intentional about where you're headed in your career. Hopefully you are enjoying today's episode. Don't mind me while I jump in here with a quick interruption. One of the questions I get most often is, Carly, if I'm looking for a new job in customer success, how the heck am I supposed to compete with the hundreds of other applicants going after the same roles as me? So if you've ever asked this question, if you've ever wondered the same thing before, I teach you exactly how to break through the noise in today's crowded job market so that you get more interviews in my free training. You could have a fully optimized resume and step-by-step plan for securing more interviews in less than 2 hours. Head on over to carlyagar.com/freebies to grab the free training right now. I'll also make sure the free training is linked in today's show notes. Now let's get back to the episode. I recently had the most refreshing conversation. I met someone who basically managed a customer success team for 2 years and flat out admitted he hated it. He was like, if I'm being honest, Carly, I knew in the back of my head, I'm just someone who never should have been in a position to manage people. I'm impatient. I like working independently. I don't like giving people feedback. I hate feeling like I'm not in control of things. Like the way I operate, these are his words, the way I operate is exactly what you don't want in a manager. And so to that, I said, well, why'd you do it? And he said something that stuck with me. He was like, honestly, at the time, I didn't feel like I had a choice. And I don't say I didn't feel like I had a choice because I felt like I was being pressured into it, like I was forced into it. But it just never occurred to me that I had a choice. I just thought I had to take this next step and become a manager because that's what people do. Now, this might sound wild to you if you're someone who is very intentional about your career, but I promise you, this story is not wild. It is so, so, so common. And I say that our conversation was refreshing because admitting that is so hard. Now, luckily, he's in a place where he's taking the time to really think about what he wants to do and what he's good at. So he will be fine. But just the fact that he said, I didn't feel like I had a choice. Don't let that be you. Always know that you have a choice when it comes to your career and what the next step is. So what I really want you to take away here is you should create your own definition of success in your career. Within the umbrella of customer success, there are so many opportunities for where you could take your career. You could stay in mid-market forever. You don't ever have to go into enterprise. You could focus on one part of the customer journey for your whole career. You can build a whole career out of just customer onboarding. You don't need to ever touch renewals to have a quote-unquote successful career in customer success. You could stop working with customers. I know, crazy, right? Because it's customer success. You could completely stop working with customers like I myself did and many other people who move into customer success enablement do. That is a perfectly fine and awesome and cool career path. Just because not a lot of people do it doesn't mean it's not a good, successful career path. So come up with your own definition. Stop just thinking, oh, I have to become a manager of a team or I have to move into enterprise customer success. What also makes customer success so special is we literally have our hands in everything. We are exposed to every function of a company, of an organization. I believe that people who work in customer success are uniquely positioned to explore every part of an organization and uniquely positioned to move into any part of an organization. customer success managers talk to product. They talk to partner managers. They talk to professional services, to technical services, to support, to sales. They talk to marketing. Every single function of an organization interacts with customer success at some point. That is very unique. And what that means for you, if you're in customer success or you are joining customer success, you have a really unique position where you can learn about these other functions in an organization and make moves towards them in your career more easily than anyone else. So be open to the idea that success for you could actually mean leaving customer success and going and doing something entirely different, like product management. It could mean, again, maybe you stay in customer success, but you only ever work with SMB customers. It could mean creating a role that doesn't exist. I know a lot of people who are decades into their career and have never managed a team and freaking love it. Individual contributor life is a great life. Mark my words. Now, it's not for everyone, but I see life is a great life. That could be an awesome path for you if you highly value work-life balance. If you love the idea of having a handful of customers you work with for years and years on end, and just getting to know those customers so intimately, you could stay in IC forever. I used to know someone who had become a customer success executive. He owned two humongous accounts, like Walmart and ExxonMobil or something. He knew those accounts inside and out. He knew those businesses better than a lot of their employees did because he had been working with them for longer than a lot of their employees had. So that is totally a career path that is feasible, that could be your definition of success. Success for you could mean, again, leaving customer success and becoming a product manager. I know a handful of former CSMs who have moved over to product, and the common things that I've heard from them is they found that while in their customer success roles, they loved learning the ins and outs of the product. They weren't shy about getting technical. In fact, they enjoyed some of the more technical stuff. They were fascinated by this idea that they could bring a piece of feedback. So while in their customer success roles, they were fascinated by the idea that they could bring a piece of feedback from a customer to this product team, and weeks or months or years later, that thing existed. So they could be like, hey, product team, customer wants this thing. And then at some point in the future, that thing existed. Fascinated by that. These are people who typically enjoy building. They enjoy collaborating. They like seeing something tangible as a result of their work. Another thing I hear them say is, you know, as a CSM, maybe you're impacting hundreds of people, but as a product manager, you might be building something that impacts tens of thousands of people, which is pretty freaking cool. I'll tell you, a career path that I am personally very intrigued by right now, and if I was younger, I probably would maybe not be doing what I'm doing now, but I would be doing this instead. It's tech touch customer success. If you're unfamiliar, I'll just explain what it is really quickly, and then I'll talk about why I'm obsessed with it. So if you're unfamiliar, tech touch customer success is often used as a term to describe a customer success strategy or an approach to customer success where you're managing a huge book of business in terms of the volume of customers. I'm talking hundreds or thousands of customers that are each paying a small amount of revenue, either annually or monthly. So tech touch is kind of the opposite of quote-unquote high touch. which is, of course, how we describe an approach to managing a very strategic, high-value customer relationship. There is some direct human interaction like high touch, but it's definitely less frequent, and there's more reliance on one-to-many communication. There's more reliance on technology, on automations, on data. Tech touch customer success is definitely a bit newer. It's drastically gained in popularity over the last couple of years. So maybe you've heard of it, or maybe you've already worked in it before, but it is definitely newer in the space. So I love this idea of tech touch customer success as a career path for a couple of reasons. One, it's a bit new, like I said, which means it's still evolving. The industry overall is still trying to nail down what does tech touch customer success mean? What are the best practices? Which means there's a lot of room for new thought leadership, which means if you hone in on tech touch customer success and get really, really good at it, you'll quickly become an expert or the expert in tech touch customer success. And because there aren't a lot of experts on it already, because it's new, that makes you very valuable as an employee. That could mean you start in a tech touch role and quickly move up within your company to just manage a tech touch team or manage the strategy for tech touch at your company. Or maybe you're going to a new company and you're building up a tech touch strategy from the ground up. The way I think about it is like this. I love new and upcoming things within customer success. It's so great for your career because it just means opportunity. So the way I think about it is like this. Let's say you went to Gainsight's Pulse conference. I think it's coming up in May. If you shouted into a room at Pulse, "I've broken the code on managing mid-market customers. Come follow me if you want to hear more." I don't think anyone would even hear you, or they would hear you and be like, "Yeah, okay, so has everybody else." But if you stood in a room full of people at Pulse and you said, "I have broken the code on tech touch customer success. Come follow me. I'll show you what I know." I bet a lot of people in that room would follow you and want to hear what you have to say. So having that chance to quickly become a thought leader could mean a lot of very good, fruitful, lucrative things for your career and for your wallet. Another thing I love about tech touch as a career path is it gives those of you who are thinking right now, "Wow, I'm really not excited about working with enterprises," an opportunity to grow your career in a slightly more fast-paced, dare I say, more exciting way. And then lastly, what I really love about Tech Touch is the emphasis on data and technology. Of course, if you follow the traditional path to enterprise customer success, you can still play around with data. You can still play around with technology. Those two things will always be part of your career, but there's still a big reliance on high-touch human interaction in an enterprise CSM role. So if you love technology and you love digging into data, no doubt you'll get to do more playing around with those things in a tech touch role. And again, if you do what you like, you will be better at it. And if you're better at it, you will go farther in your career. Okay, now that I'm done being the brand ambassador for tech touch customer success, the real takeaway here again is don't follow a career path just because it's what hundreds or thousands of people have done before you. That does not mean it's going to work for you. That does not mean that you are going to like it or be good at it. And if you don't like it, chances are you won't be very good at it. And if you're not good at it, chances are you are not going to make your highest earning potential. So there's a lot of value in being intentional about your career path, making sure that you're aligning it to what you're good at, what you like doing, paying attention to the destination at the end of the path before you get on it. Oh, and one last thing I'll say. I was about to get up from my chair, and then I was like, wait a second. I want to say this. Just had this really good thought come to me. For my job seekers out there, a very, very good interview question you could ask in your next interview, especially if you're interviewing with a hiring manager, is, why'd you decide to become a manager of a team? Or how'd you come to the decision that leading a team was the right decision for you? Because if that person says a crappy answer and they don't tell you something that makes you think they were intentional about becoming a manager, that could be a red flag. Just something to keep in mind. All right, I'm going to leave it there. That's it for today's episode. Thanks so much for tuning in. If you love today's episode, or if you want to continue the conversation, come hang out with me on LinkedIn. Connect with me, follow me, or message me over there. I'm at linkedin.com/in/Carly-Agar. And if you haven't already, don't forget to follow the show wherever you listen to your podcast so you don't miss any future episodes. I'll catch you next time.